It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But the Krell forgot one thing, it. Monsters, John. Monsters from the id.
There you go again, always blaming me for everything.
Go switch off!
Exterminate!
It's a trap!
This looks extraordinarily bad.
Commencing countdown. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode 5.1.
Finding new uses for the giant bug zapper in your backyard.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And this is our torture cinema episode, and for some dumbass reason, you guys selected Mansquito, or Mosquito Man, as it's also
Mansquito.
Known.
Mansquito.
So
you
that's...
You have to say it epically.
Mansquito.
Yes.
Is that better? That sounds
that's much
kind
better.
Of... dumb. Anyway, so this is the dumb movie that we've been forced to watch. And I thought it was going to actually be scarier and gorier and, you know, a movie that really would torture Jen more than me. But no, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was a straight up monster movie. And that's okay.
I guess.
Kind of. Yes. I thought it was going to be a horror too, because I think there was a description somewhere that said it was a horror film. But it's just a cheesy monster movie.
It's really almost... It wants to be a comedy, I think.
Maybe. I think it just wants to be a cheesy monster movie.
Well, okay.
And in that, it succeeds, actually.
Sure, sure. So. I mean, some of the dialogue, though, is... anyway, so...
So tell them, what is it about?
Okay, so I'm going to do this in exactly 30 seconds. So time me starting in...
Starting now.
Okay, so it's basically about scientists who are dumbasses who decide they're going to test on prisoners some sort of vaccine for a virus that's killing everybody that comes from mosquitoes. So they do it, and he's like, argh! And like, there's a big explosion, he becomes the evil mosquito, and of course it happens that this guy's like a mass murderer. Great choice for, you know, whatever. So they go out, and then they have to find it, and there's like a love story, but it's really not a love story, and then they kill it. And there's
Yay.
Lots of blood sucking, and you know, so it's really just a vampire movie, but they just
but
didn't want to use vampires.
Yeah, because vampires are totally overdone these days, you know.
Yeah, so this is just, it's a special movie.
It's very special.
It's sort of like the handicapped version of a real horror movie. Or is that a little not PC?
A, not PC. B, I'm telling you, it's just a monster movie.
It's so bad.
Which you have to actually put in a different category from horror.
Okay, I'll give it to you then. All right, so should we go through our likes and dislikes?
I guess so.
All right, we'll start with likes or dislikes. I don't really care. Do you want to switch it up and just go with dislikes and end up with likes first?
Sure, let's go with dislikes first.
All right, your first dislike.
My first dislike is the main actress. I did not like her at all. And I will tell you why.
Okay, okay.
She actually managed to act worse than the main actor.
The mosquito?
No. The other guy. The detective. Sorry. Who many people will know from things like Webster way back in the day and Stargate SG-1. But he's still lame. Anyway, he actually manages to make her look like a... He, being a bad actor, manages to make her look even worse.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. She, like, sniffles a lot. I'm not sure why she sniffles so much.
I have no idea why she sniffles so much.
Yeah, and she does a lot of, like, stomach lurching, like she's gonna vomit. Like,
you know, she actually... The only parts that she did well, I think, was the physical acting when she has to act like she's mutating.
You mean
that was okay?
She spends half the episode looking like she's got cramps.
Yes, basically, she did that well. Okay. Granted, most women know how to do that pretty well because you know monthly. But no, seriously, she was horrible. She overacted every single line, which, in a movie of people who are kind of overacting, when one of them actually stands out above the rest,
it's bad.
It's almost impressive.
Okay. Well, my first dislike is really early in the movie. There's a point where there's like 15 times in a row this character says, "No, Ray! No, Ray! No, Ray! No, Ray!" over and over and over while she's being stalked by the giant mosquito man. And it's just really annoying. Like, it didn't make sense to me. Why didn't, you know, as soon as he becomes like a monster, like, wouldn't you just start running?
Yes.
Isn't that your first instinct? Like, you know, if a giant bear comes into the room, my first instinct is to run.
To get the hell out of there, yes.
Yeah, but don't she just sit there and goes, "No, Ray!" And it's,
well, that's because if you're talking about who I think you're talking about, which is the actress that I hate. Oh, not Jen. So Tia.
Yeah, the girlfriend of the killer.
Oh, right.
Who we have no connection to because we don't realize she's his girlfriend until suddenly.
So when she dies, we say yay because she was really annoying.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. But... So my first like, then. We'll go to likes now.
Okay.
There were some really cool death scenes, I thought. Like there's a point where a guy gets his head, like, cut in half.
There was a really, really high body count in this film.
Yeah.
And I suppose that... it was kind of a like on my part too.
It's not just the deaths though; it's the way that people died, like heads getting chopped in half, like people having their hearts, like the blood sucked out of their hearts, or their heads cut off, and like limbs everywhere. It was kind of cool.
Well, it's a monster movie. People are supposed to die a gruesome, horrible death.
I know, but I thought this was not going to be that cool in terms of the deaths. I thought it was just going to be like
I didn't either.
And there's just gonna be
I thought this would be a much worse film. Period, because it was voted as our torture cinema.
I know.
And I'm actually disappointed in our viewers, listeners, for picking a movie that wasn't completely torturous.
It wasn't. There are parts where it was actually quite good, but we should just...
Exactly.
So you're like...
So I went with... it's related to the deaths. The whole phallic rape subtext of the murders. The mosquito is a mosquito. He has a tube coming out of his mouth that he then plunges into people.
Many of them women.
Yes. Actually, he primarily does it to men, which was interesting.
Oh, so there's a homoerotic.
There's a homoerotic subtext. Phallic rape subtext. You know, it's... You have to kind of wonder. There was actually a really... high male count in this film and
there
a
was.
Very low female
especially
count.
Masculine males, like men in uniform.
Yes.
There were like 50 cops got killed in the end.
I know, seriously.
Because they kept going in. It was like watching a video game where, you know, the enemy just keeps coming but they just die out. Like, or it was like a reverse of Starship Troopers, right? You know?
Yeah.
Basically. The cops are just getting killed on and off. I was hoping, though, that his tube would get cut off.
I know, because that would have been... I think that would have been a nice answer to the...
Would have. Like, if she had done it, coming out. But then there's the whole thing, like, where he wants to mate with her, and that was weird.
So. Right, which is why it should have been chopped off.
Yeah. But anywho, okay, so your
a la Lorena Bobbitt.
Yes, okay.
My next dislike is... the fact that they turned the mosquito into something that defied physics.
Okay, give one example.
He flies.
With tiny, tiny little wings.
Super tiny little wings on this big... I mean, this is a very large
mosquito. He's a 7-foot-tall insect. And he's got wings which are like 2 feet each.
With impenetrable armor and so presumably kind of heavy, you know?
And he lumbers a lot, so you know he's heavy. He can't really run very well.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he just grows wings all of a sudden and he's like...
And then he grows wings and he flies around with no apparent problem. And he's quite speedy.
Yeah.
And they're like the little gossamer wings, too. They're like...
Fairy wings.
Exactly. It just kind of drove me crazy. I was like, okay, they really didn't. Yes, it's a mosquito, but it would have been nice if they went with like a mosquito that that couldn't fly because of its transformation. Like, it grew wings and then it was pissed off that it couldn't fly. I would have liked to have seen that emotional struggle with its impotence.
But if you paid attention, mosquitoes have no emotions. They're motivated by hunger and breeding.
Yes, well, I wanted to see some more emotion from the mosquito. Okay.
Well, my next dislike is actually related to this.
Really?
Which is the fact that this movie is so anti-science, not just in terms of the stuff that just doesn't make any scientific sense, but like how all of the people who do bad things that lead to this bad thing are all scientists. So the main scientist, he brings the test subject in, and it's his fault he brings this test subject, right?
No, you don't get to continue. I have to argue with that point at all. He was barely a scientist, A. He was a businessman. And he is the one that is the cause of all the evil. Business.
But no, she is too. She is too. She's guilty too.
Because she was trying to save her friend?
No. She's guilty because she got infected, knew she was infected, and spent half the damn movie not telling anybody that she'd been infected. She knew the whole time she'd been infected. She said nothing. They might have solved this whole problem in the first 5 minutes of the movie if she'd been like, whoa, so like I'm growing some weird crap out of my arm. I should probably research this before I turn into like some crazy bug monster.
Okay, I just fundamentally disagree with you. I'm sorry, but I think the scientist in this, the actual scientist as in the heroine of the story, even though she was a terrible actress, was trying to save people, and she cures the virus. Even if she couldn't find like a solution earlier on to the mosquito problem, she sacrifices herself in the end for the betterment of mankind. It was only the businessman that was an evil douche.
No, she's just as culpable.
I don't think so.
Yep.
You're wrong.
Whatever. Anyway, give me I should give my like. My second like. Well, actually, all the rest of my likes begin with the word apparently. So these were more things that I learned from this movie.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice. I like movies that teach you something.
Yeah. So things I learned. Number one, and then we'll go, you know, each time go. So the first one is apparently being covered in paper will save you from an explosion.
Yes. That was an interesting thing to learn.
I know. You didn't know this?
I didn't know that. Oh. But from now on, I think I'm going to cover myself in phone books.
Well, this is actually
would
good.
Probably do a better job of saving me than a bunch of random pieces of printer paper. Well, but
this is really good because I think people in Iraq and other places where they're having bombings could learn something from this by wrapping themselves in paper suits.
In paper. It could save millions of lives.
It could save lives. And then terrorists would have to stop because, like, how would you ever... I mean...
You couldn't kill them.
You couldn't kill them. You couldn't kill anybody.
We could combine our world with Adam's paper worlds, and life would be good. We should tell Adam about this.
I know.
Because I think he needs to add it into his stories about paper worlds.
Bulletproof paper.
Bulletproof paper.
All right, so your next thing.
Okay, so I kind of was taken by the pseudo-noir detective narrative that was going on with this movie.
And the fact that he's cheating on someone?
Was he cheating on someone?
Yep, he is. The whole time. Oh. He's a cheating bastard.
I hadn't noticed. Okay, but anyway, so he has like the whole voiceover narration. He's wearing kind of an old style suit through the whole thing. The only thing he's missing is the fedora. And all his scenes, like in the bedrooms when they're in the house, are like dark and kind of romantic, and the music is kind of romantic, but not in a actually I want to have sex with you sort of way, just, you know, that whole noir detective thing. So I was kind of taken by that.
Okay, well, I'll grant it to you. He dressed pretty spiffy.
He was pretty spiffy, and he was a hardline detective.
Awesome.
Who loved his woman.
But not the woman he was cheating on, clearly.
Yeah, what woman was he cheating on?
Okay, when he's on the phone, when he stays over at her house the first time, he's on the phone while she's in the bathroom.
He was talking to his partner!
He called his partner honey?
Yes, it was
really?
A joke.
It totally fell flat.
Well, yeah, it did, because it was kind of lame, but... It was
whatever.
His
just your next dislike. Your next dislike.
My next dislike. Where is it? Oh, the gender disparity going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of sausage.
Although,
in this.
I mean, I did appreciate the homoerotic undercurrent of that. You know, gender disparity. There are only, I believe, 3 women in the entire thing. 4. I take that back. 4 women. 2
one of
which
dies
are murdered.
In the beginning. Yeah.
Right. The 3rd is this chicken cop.
yeah, that's right. It's not my blood. It's not my... She's like crawling around.
He's over there! And she like runs off and like ditches her partners. Really classic. And then the main character, the scientist, whatever her name was, Jen.
Who just almost like, led to the world ending.
Who almost led to the end of the world, obviously. Because, you know, if they had made it, they would have had like 10 billion babies. So
that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I noticed it. And I didn't appreciate the characterization of 3 out of the 4 women. And the 4th woman butchered her own role, so...
Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
The good news is at least, you know, 99% of the men in this die really awful deaths.
That's true. That so, is true.
There's a criticism
and
against...
And the only true hero in this is
the man.
The woman who
murders
herself.
No, she's not a hero.
Herself.
It's all her fault.
Well, she sacrifices herself, though, so she becomes a bit of a hero. Okay, so the man is definitely pretty heroic as well, but
he's
she
more heroic than she is. Like, he...
Yeah, but...
She knows that the creature's not going to kill her, and he's like, it could totally kill me, and he's, like, fighting it, and...
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that. But bam. She at least, you know, does get the redeeming moment.
Not really.
Whatever.
Eh.
Okay, so that was a dislike.
All right, well, my next dislike is actually something that's related to the science thing, and this is just something that bugged me right at the beginning. Why is it that they're not wearing gloves where they're in hazmat suits meant to protect them from the... Whatever it is, it's like, I don't understand what was the point of the hazmat suits without the gloves, because the hazmat suits are meant to protect you from dangerous materials, but they're not wearing gloves.
This was actually one of my dislikes as well, only because the production values seem to be really, what's the word? Mercurial, I guess you could say. Inconsistent. You know, like, on one hand, you have, like, the kind of spiffy nuclear drawer system, and on the other hand...
not enough money for gloves.
Right, not enough money for gloves, and her,
you could have just
like,
chosen rubber gloves.
Her super, you know, secure space is made out of plastic.
I know, it's so...
And she wears a hazmat suit into it, and then when she gets out of it, you're like, dude, that's just freaking, like... a garbage bag that you've plastered up on a wall, and you expect that to keep you safe from whatever is in there?
Yeah.
No. So, and I, that was weird. I mean, it was very strange kind of going, wait a minute. Okay. This is pretty good. High production value. The hospital setting, that was all good. And then the low production value, like the underground tunnels, which were just like, were actually decent. Apparently the whole thing was filmed in Bulgaria, so I guess
the tunnels, you know, weren't bad. I mean, yeah.
They weren't bad, but you know, it was weird.
Yeah, I agree. Well, okay, so let's go back to likes then. This would be my 3rd like.
Okay.
Which is another apparently.
Okay.
So apparently routine prison transfers mean taking a public bus with windows tinted in white.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
was a nice bus for prison transport.
It didn't make any sense. Why would they take a giant bus like that for a prisoner? I don't understand. You don't need a big vehicle like that.
No, you really don't. Like, a van probably would have worked.
And they didn't bother to search this guy to see if he had anything on him. Because it's not like he concealed it very well. It was, like, up his shirt.
Basically, the cops were kind of dumb. Let's just put it that
really
way.
Dumb.
I mean, they made cops look really bad in this film.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was really bad. So anyway, so that's my like. My likes aren't very funny, as I'm learning, so.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll forgive you.
Yours.
Okay, my next like is that mosquitoes have built-in swords.
Yes, right. He chops up guy's head in half.
Right. Hand. I mean, that's you mentioned it as part of your, like, you know, the death scenes. But, like, seriously, I had no idea that mosquitoes had so much weaponry in their DNA. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting that when they become men, they literally have swords and spiky hands and...
They're really buff.
And they're hugely buff and they can, like, grow an extra foot and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, mosquitoes are like way cooler than men or mosquitoes on their own.
Agreed.
You know, and even though his DNA was theoretically just supposed to become mosquito DNA, he totally became something much cooler.
Okay. Well, we'll see with one of my dislikes. All right. So your next dislike.
My next fourth dislike.
Yeah.
Fifth dislike, actually. Fourth. Because because I said mine was the dislike was the inconsistency in production values.
Okay, then. But I'm on
that was
top
my
five.
Fourth dislike.
Whatever. I'm not
so
on
what's
four,
your
though.
Well, now, okay, then just give us your fourth dislike.
But I'm
do
so
it.
Confused. You're
now.
Weird. Okay, well, my fourth then was the fact that the dialogue was stilted.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
But more specifically, there's one scene that actually bothered me, which is when Tom, the guy, the man, they're, like, snuggling in her apartment, and they're talking to each other about how they haven't had time to be together, you know, and it's like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, it's been so long because he's been so busy with work. And then when I heard that the name of your business the name of your work on the radio... And she's like, I know. And I didn't understand, like, wait, so he was kind of happy that her job got, like, shot up by a crazy guy? Because that meant they got to spend time together? Is this how they get to spend time together? Is they just have to have a murder?
Yes. That's usually how people get together.
I mean, I wrote my own dialogue.
I murder people specifically so my husband can rush home.
I mean, it's very romantic. I mean, I wrote my own dialogue, which goes something like this.
Okay,
it goes, hey, baby, so, like, we haven't had time to snuggle and whatnot. So maybe if you have, like, a criminal attack you and turn into a giant mutant mosquito, we could totally get it on.
Yeah, baby.
I just don't get, like... Of course, they never actually get it on, but...
No, they don't, because she turns into a mutant mosquito herself and bites him on the neck. And he's not freaked out by that. He's kind of turned on by it. Hilarious.
But the phone interrupts it.
Yeah. Bummer!
Oh. All right, well then, your fifth dislike.
My fifth dislike is... It comes back to the mosquito. On one hand, I liked the things that they did to make the mosquito, like, spiffy. On the other hand, I was like, okay, that's just lame and just makes for a convenient story. So, this dislike is the fact that they have some sort of mosquito sense. I mean, he's like Spider-Man, only a mosquito, because he can sense where his potential mate is, at all times. And he can always track her down, no matter where she is. And she can feel him, too. Which leads to her freaking out at one point, which was just like, okay, seriously? What the hell? That's just ridiculous. So, I mean, like I said, I like the sword. Kind of awesome. And makes for good deaths. On the other hand, seriously, the wings and mosquito sense.
Okay. They lose. All right, it's pretty dumb. Yeah.
Yes.
And by the way, you are behind, because we still have two likes to go through.
Well, whatever.
So, we're going to go to likes so that we can catch up.
Yes.
Jerk. All right, so my fourth like is another apparently, which is, it goes along with the dialogue, but apparently talking about sucking blood is good small talk for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that was a very odd dinner.
I just didn't, you know, oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, mosquitoes suck blood, and it's, like, tasty, and, like, nom, 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 nom.
While
like,
she's eating raw meat.
I know.
So fabulous.
And it's just like, I would just think, like,
well, you know,
this
again,
is
though,
not
this
exactly
is...
a date that I would want to be on.
No, but again, this goes to, like, the weirdness of this, well, the fact that it's a monster movie. Because you can have corny scenes like that in monster movies, and they still somehow make sense. Because you don't really have time to have a romantic dinner and a conversation about mosquitoes, so you have to put them together so to maintain the fast pace of the film. It's even better when you can throw in a little bit of comedy, like her eating a slab of raw meat while talking about mosquitoes sucking blood.
They shouldn't even be on romantic dinner anyway.
But they're in love.
Okay, well, what's your next like?
My next like is the revenge fantasy aspect. I suppose it goes with the whole phallic rape subtext as well. But, I mean,
sure.
It was kind of interesting, you know, that Ray, the Mansquito, really was... He was trying to get his revenge on things, on everyone. And his first revenge is on the evil businessman, which I appreciated. I mean, you see this a lot in films, like, what was the one we watched that took place in the subway?
Oh my god, Crank or...
Whatever.
Crazy something.
Right, so that one, the first death is the douchebag subway guy, right?
Yeah, who tries to rape her, yeah.
Right, yeah, well, and actually he was a later death. The very first death is the guy who refuses to help her.
Oh, right.
When she is calling for help, yes. And he gets murdered, and you're like, booyah. And in this, it was at the second death in that one was the douchebag rapist. So, and then in this one, you have the douchebag businessman. And then after that, he consistently goes after cops, and he goes after his ex-girlfriend, and, you know, he's going after specific people. So, yes, they're not supposed to have emotion as mosquitoes, but this guy definitely sought revenge on specific people, which explains the dance scene.
I don't think you could call it revenge, though.
What else is it?
Because he kills, like, just anybody.
No, he doesn't.
He kills a bunch of homeless people.
Well, he does kill homeless people.
He kills his girlfriend.
Okay, you have to go through the list, though. Businessman.
Is second.
Well, granted, but that's only because he killed the random girl first.
Right, but he kills
He kills the businessman after he kills his girlfriend, doesn't he?
Yes, and then he goes and he kills a bunch of people in a bar.
He
kills a bunch of people in a subway, and then he kills a whole bunch of random people who we never see him kill, but he kills a whole bunch of them.
How do you know that?
Because there are bodies everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
So your whole revenge fantasy thing is just not. It's just.
I saw it as revenge fantasy, and I appreciated it.
Okay. Well, all right. So then you don't have another dislike, do you?
No, I don't have another dislike.
Okay, well, I'll go to my...
I actually had a hard time. I'll be honest. I had a hard time figuring out dislikes for this film.
Poor child. All right, I will do my final dislike, and then we will end on our like.
Okay.
Okay. The fact that the monster looks suspiciously like a chicken without feathers.
Oh, God, yes.
And particularly when it's roasting, being electrocuted, it looks like a roast chicken.
With, like, turkey legs and everything.
Yeah, and it's really weird.
And drumsticks.
Like, is this... did they model their mosquito off an actual mosquito, or did they just go with, like, a chicken?
They totally... I don't think they ever looked at a mosquito, to be honest.
Okay, well, that explains it all, then.
I really don't, because the dude has a freaking sword for his arm.
I know.
I'm pretty sure mosquitoes don't have swords for arms.
No sword arms.
It would be much cooler if they did, but no. So, yeah.
Okay.
Chicken. That was a good comparison. I get it. It's true.
When he's all, like, flopping up there, I was like, that looks suspiciously like something I cooked once.
Yes, although I did actually, it's not necessarily my last, I'll put it as my last like. Are we ready for our last likes?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Mine, I'm going to quickly say that I enjoyed the fast pace, but that's not my last like. Okay. My last like is the bug zapper. I really did think it was hilarious that they'd inevitably decided to destroy the mosquito by electrocuting him on a giant,
bug zapper, basically.
It basically was, because it was like a rack thingy. What are those things called? Crap.
I don't know. Manifold. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. There's it doesn't matter. But it really was. And it like glows blue and everything, and it goes zap, 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 and it was hilarious.
And, of course, it's foreshadowed by all the times he was shocking him with
Yeah, or whatever. That was kind of weak. You know,
well,
like,
of course, Chad, but it's all. You know. And like he jumped on his back and he's like, "You remember this?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "It doesn't have that much charge."
Sorry, you're screwed. You're dead.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Well, my last like, another apparently, by the way.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay. So apparently police officers are dumbasses.
We have mentioned this, yes.
Okay. Well, particularly with the police detective, and of course the other police officers, but we'll start with the detective. He's hunting a known murderer.
Yes.
Who he says has killed 12 people with a gun.
Yes.
Violently.
Yes.
And so when his partner says, "Do you want backup?" when he goes into the dark dark tunnel alone, he says, "Oh no. No, it's fine.
I'll be fine.
It's fine." Of course he's not fine. But it's just amazed me, like, but you're hunting a mass murderer who has killed many more people since, and you don't think it's a bad idea to go into a tunnel where dead bodies have been found with backup. I'm not sure. I'm having issues with that.
This is a like.
Yeah, because
like
it makes
that apparently cops are dumbasses. I'm just saying that well, sounds a little bit bad.
Okay, well it starts off bad, but if we go back to the later part, it's actually quite entertaining how dumb they are because they just run into the hospital and get massacred.
That's true. It does lead to them getting massacred.
So,
and I'm just saying that I want you to really seriously consider what you're saying, that you like that cops are dumb and get massacred.
It's a bit wrong.
Just a touch. However, it didn't spring from your mind. It sprang from the mind of the directors and writers of this film.
Which is where that revenge fantasy may have been, is the fact that the people that get killed the most are all police officers.
I don't think that it was really about Ray's revenge. I think it was more the creator's revenge. I mean, if you think about it, I think they have issues with women and with businessmen and with cops.
They're liberals.
And potentially also with scientists.
Wait, no, they're Tea Party people.
All right, I think we just went in a direction we weren't supposed to go while making fun of this movie.
Okay.
However, I can't say I disagree with you.
The media representation of Tea Party people.
Yes. Okay, and what's hilarious, I just have to mention this because I did a little bit of research on this movie because that's what I do. This was actually made by guys that worked at the Sci-Fi Channel. I don't know if they still work at the Sci-Fi Channel. But apparently they got fed up with how bad the monster movies were on the Sci-Fi Channel. So they set out to make a good monster movie.
Mission failed.
You know, to an extent. Yes, okay, it's a bad movie. But in my opinion, there are very few good monster movies.
Yeah, I'll give you that. So let's get to our scores here.
Okay.
I'm giving it a C-.
I'm actually just going to give... I'm going to give it a C+.
Oh, wow. You liked it a lot more than I did.
I did. I'm not saying I liked it. I'm saying that
a C+ is over the average. That means you liked it more than you disliked it.
I liked it more than I disliked it. Actually, I barely watched it, to be completely honest, and that might be why I didn't hate it. But
okay. So that gives it a solid C.
A solid C. It was a very average film. It was partially torturous, but you know, I've watched worse on Sci-Fi. I've watched the whole bad movies on Sci-Fi and enjoyed them, and this one just wasn't that much worse than they were.
I have a big problem with the fact that you watch sci-fi movies and enjoy them.
Oh my god, but they're hilarious. Seriously? Crocosaurus versus...
Stop it. No, stop.
It starred
Tiffany.
Not...
No. Because you're going to give people ideas, and we're going to have to watch some of those.
Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
No, shut up. Quiet. All right.
Or no. Mega Python versus Crocosaurus.
Okay, we're done.
Hilarious.
All right, so if you want to suggest a movie to add to our list, that's easy. You can send us an email or whatever. So first, you can send us an email.
SkiffyandFanty@gmail.com.
Tweet a suggestion.
twitter.com/SkiffyAndFanty.
You can go on our Google Plus.
Shawnee Jen.
Right. Or the last one is our blog. Leave a comment anywhere, really, on our blog.
SkiffyAndFanty.wordpress.com.
And there's a post coming up, I think, later this week, but I did want to bring it up now. We are looking for Halloween suggestions for our special Halloween episode.
Yes. So bad horror movies.
Any version.
I know there's
horror.
Lots and lots of bad horror movies out there. So try to find one that at least amuses us in some way, shape, or form.
And it needs to be supernatural
killer
horror.
Killer clowns like from outer space would be great.
Yeah,
I've never actually watched it, and I hear it's bad. So, yeah.
It's bad in a good way, though. It's intentionally bad. It doesn't try to be a good movie.
Yes. So, Halloween-themed torture cinema.
Yes.
Bring it.
So, anything like that. I could be, you know, like Jason X or whatever. Whatever you guys suggest.
Oh, God. So. Jason X was hilarious, though.
I know. It really was.
All right, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caution. You have entered the Podstruction Zone. Please secure all podcatchers. Caution.
How's it coming, guys?
You have entered
this won't go any faster if you keep interrupting.
Got it. Here's some steampunk, diesel punk, gothic punk.
Goth punk?
Gothic. Trust me on this.
Hey, you're the one who invited him to the show, Sean. I've got epic fantasy, sword and sorcery, and all the news on ebooks.
That's it. Check it out. Clock punk. Ooh, shiny.
I have space opera, time travel, Stargate, and...
Sean, is that He-Man?
Shut up. Boys, I think we did it.
A superior podcast.
Publishing, writing, genre, best-selling authors, and the hot new writers of today.
Editors and agents, contests. Did we leave anything out?
AdventuresInSciFiPublishing.com.
Subscribe today. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing, your podcast for science fiction and fantasy literature since 2006.
Sean?
It's just so beautiful.
Podstruction complete. Enjoy.
Our new intro music is Time Flux by Revolution Void. You can check them out at freemusicarchive.org.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
I fart in your general direction.
France, different planet.
The Force will be with you. Always.
End of line.